Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So today then, I've come along to a Fillmore and Union branch, and across the Stray FM area there are plenty of different options. We have the Harrogate, we have Wetherby, we have Ilkley, we have Skipton. Today I've come along to the Wetherby restaurant and I'm here with Ingrid. Hello Ingrid.
Good morning.
So tell me what it is that you do with Fillmore and Union.
My title, loosely speaking, is drinks development, and I also train for the group as well. So I train in drinks.
Oh, I've never heard someone say that sentence before. They train in drinks.
Yeah, I suppose that is a bit random, really, isn't it?
But that is a large part of what Fillmore and Union do. You never come, well, rarely come and eat something and don't have a drink. So, you're 50% of everything that's great here.
Absolutely. And often the first experience of someone with Fillmore and Union, or with any eatery, really, is a drink. Mm-hmm. And if you give them something really beautiful, as we do, what we try to do, then the likelihood is they'll come back.
Now, you are very well known for your daytime offerings at Fillmore and Union. Sort of coffee, cake, lunch bites is what a lot of people would associate you with. But we're also talking today about the festive drinks that you may have later on. So in the evening, do many people come for a cocktail or two at Fillmore and Union?
Yes, absolutely. I do think that we are predominantly known for the daytime, so it would be really nice to get out there the fact that we do have a full range, a beautiful evening Christmas menu, which is complemented by really lovely cocktails as well. I would very much encourage people to get booking.
So the normal cocktail menu that you have then, there are a few favourites on here. The G&T, this is a special G&T. This obviously is gin and tonic, but there's something a little bit different about this one. What else have you got in there?
Well, we've got green tea in ours, and we've got cardamom as well, and there's also mint and lime.
Down here as well, this sounds very interesting. A strawberry and hibiscus bellini. That sounds like we should be in Thailand or something.
Absolutely. Very evocative of that sort of area of the world, and really pretty to look at as well as delicious to drink. So that one's got Prosecco in, and the hibiscus syrup gives it a really lovely pink colour, which is really nice.
And you have also been responsible for developing, as you are a drinks developer, a special cocktail for Christmas. Tell me how you came up with this idea and what this Christmas cocktail is all about.
Well, I think everyone now is very much into either champagne or Prosecco. So we went down the Prosecco route. A really nice, refreshing blend with Prosecco is elderflower syrup.
Ooh.
But to give it that punch, because it is a cocktail, we also put some vodka in there as well. So the combination of those three with a twist of orange rind on top, which kind of sprays across the surface an orange flavour, so your first sensation is an orangey sort of smell.
Which is so Christmassy.
Absolutely. And then the drink itself, you know, packs a really sort of sparkly and festive punch, shall we say, hence its name, the Fillmore Sparkle.
I was going to say, what is the title? Like the grand unveiling. And there's one more as well below it. This isn't just evenings, this is daytimes too. This is probably my favourite thing about Christmas, actually.
I think probably a lot of people's, actually, yeah. And what's really lovely is, as you say, it's all day long. So often when you open a Fillmore and Union door, the first thing that you smell around this time of year is our absolutely delicious mulled wine. And it's packed full of orange and apple and cinnamon, and it's just served beautifully as well. A real experience. And if you're going to have a treat with your Christmas lunch, if you're meeting your friends, that's definitely one to have, yeah.
Do many people just pop in for some pre-dinner drinks or pop in just for a couple of cocktails? Obviously, people can come for dinner and they can stay for the entire evening, but just related to your drinks, do many people do that?
Certain sites, definitely, but we would like everyone to know how welcome they would be. You know, you don't have to come in for a meal. You can do exactly what you've just said. And it's such a lovely ambience on an evening, you know, the twinkly lights and candlelight, and especially at this time of year when it gets dark quite quickly.
Ingrid, thank you so much for talking to us. So many Christmas options when it comes to drinks and food. But if people want to find out more, then as I say, you've got Harrogate, Wetherby, Ilkley, Skipton in the Stray FM area, but you've also got lots of other branches as well. Ingrid, thank you very much, and a happy Fillmore Christmas.
Thank you, and the same to you.